to the body slam.
Me. Are you a South Park character? Wow.
Me, a wrestling is talking podcast.
Talk about the locker room and beyond.
Well, okay.
And that's what this is. The show. What's any news we want to cover? Hell in a Cell?
That was a while back.
Yeah, well, we're recording this.
Hell in a Cell. I think that it was probably one of the best pay-per-views in a long time, with the exception of there was one match that I was like, eh, and that was the Orton Rusev match.
Yeah, okay. that was a bathroom break match.
Rusev bore.
Yeah.
The tag match though.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, they're doing good stuff over there on SmackDown, mm-hmm. And you know, even Raw. There's some good stuff happening, and it's nice because I felt like for a while there we were starting to get that burnout. It was like, okay, mm-hmm. It's just the same shit over and over and over. Like, what are they going to do to make us interested? Mm-hmm. Well, they did it, and I mean, we have a Sami Zayn turning heel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I think we've all been waiting for him and Kevin to get back together and
yep.
Tear shit
Best
apart.
Jeez, and look at this. We have big things happening.
Ow!
What? Did she get you?
Yes. Stupid cat.
Hey, you're supposed to be in prison.
Neville quit, maybe.
Yeah, it's heavily rumored.
By now, it's probably out there, yep. But...
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but you know what? I think I can understand, and it sucks, but I mean, here he is. He's pretty good. Then he goes down into the cruiserweights, mm-hmm. And I felt like his King Neville thing that he had
going. That was really a good spot for him.
He was doing great, and then to all of a sudden have Enzo come down and then to job to Enzo,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can understand why he might be frustrated by that.
You're paid to do a job.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I here's the thing though. If you have a guy who's on top like that, and then you're jobbing now to this guy that is notoriously unliked by the locker room, mm-hmm. and whatnot, what does that make you look like, and how long is it before you all of a sudden are dropped even further? Because let's face it, the fact of the matter is most people don't really give a shit about the cruiserweights, and unless you're on top, what are you?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I wouldn't want to sink any lower. I mean, the thing is he could have maybe been brought back up, but then even then, to what? Mid-card?
Well, and I've heard too that Enzo will not be around a whole lot longer.
Doesn't sound
either.
Like it.
You know, I've heard rumor that there's not one person in the locker room that cares for him. Right. I follow him actually on Instagram and Snapchat, and it's just like he lives his character. It's all the time. They're out drinking, partying. He brings that stupid cruiserweight belt literally everywhere he goes. He was driving down the highway and in a convertible and like holding it up. Like, he just is kind of a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a Jersey douchebag.
At least it was, like, it felt like it was cut a little bit by when he was with Cass, because, like, Cass seemed like just a nice guy and, like, this big... But, yeah, now that he's by himself, I don't see his career being terribly extensive.
Right. Well, and, okay, let's face the facts here, people. We know a lot of people don't feel too strongly about Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
However, that being said, he
got a paper like a clothesline,
a binder clip.
Yeah. Seriously,
edit point.
Yeah, now this cat is a handful,
next level ridiculous. And we right. thought Chewy was bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, so everybody dislikes Roman. I think that we can agree it's just because he was pushed so hard so fast. Mm-hmm. But that being said, he is
we
respected.
We need new stars. No, not that guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
He is respected though by the locker room, and it's no secret that like most locker rooms, you have some people that kind of run the locker room. They're like the big guys. And Roman has been raised to that position where he kind of keeps people in check. Like, hey, you probably shouldn't eat that fudge cake. And even,
is that a euphemism?
It is now.
Well, no, it's literal. But anyways, even he thinks that Enzo is just a nuisance. And he's kicked him out of the locker room. He's kicked him off the tour bus because of his shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate because you look at 6 months ago, people loved Enzo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and did you read about the feud that Enzo now has with Corey Graves?
No.
Yeah, apparently Corey Graves posted on Twitter. He was at his son's soccer game and said something along the lines of, oh, my son scored a goal and did the Enzo Amore, like, shuffle dance.
Yeah, and I'm a bad father. I don't know what to think of.
I failed as a parent, yeah. And Enzo tweeted back, like, well, you shouldn't even be concerned about that. You should be concerned because you failed as a wrestler. Like, some super low blow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's a really shitty thing to say because the guy had issues with concussions.
Yeah. Yeah, we've spent too much on current events. We're a historical podcast. From what I understand, Josh has a story for us.
I do. I have a story about my perfect friend.
Your perfect friend. Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Randy Savage's tag team partner, Kurt Hennig.
BFFs.
Mr. Perfect.
To bromance, don't worry, we use prophylactics.
Now, of course, he could be described, Kurt Hennig.
He was, my favorite wrestler as a child.
Nice.
I enjoyed playing as him in the Super Nintendo Royal Rumble.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that great game, by the way. He is a very self-absorbed character.
Yes.
And
character.
Yeah.
Because in real life, he was actually a pretty decent dude.
Right. And the Ultimate Warrior is said to have become that same type of person in real life.
I was about to say, he was the opposite.
Yeah. Well, his colleagues decided they needed to do something about this. It was becoming a problem. And, Kurt Hennig decided to bear that weight on his shoulders.
Ah, the old locker room justice.
Yeah, and we now know from this show that professional wrestlers, when they take things into their own hands, it's usually not a good thing.
No, usually comes out of their ass.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I think that I can comfortably say that is literally... what no. we had happen because oh, ladies no. and gentlemen,
it's another poop episode.
Another poop episode. Something about these big beefy guys and their Slim Jims and pooping the
protein
where they
poops.
God. Yeah, if we know now we know better that you can leave 7-foot turds in the shower. So however, in this case, there was a match where Warrior was set. He was going to hide under the ring for a surprise appearance, much like, you know, how it happens, the lights can dim or something, and then they just appear out of nowhere. Many guys use that. Bray Wyatt did it for a long time. And
Undertaker would do it.
Oh, yeah. They have a space underneath the ring where they usually will throw like a bucket, water, a monitor.
Okay, that makes sense, the monitor.
Yeah, that way you kind of know, and then that way you know when to come out. Well,
that answers that question I've always had. How did they know when to come out? A monitor.
A monitor, or there actually will be someone else that knows how the match is supposed to be played out, and they might have an earpiece in, and so that's when they're like, okay, go. So... yeah, so Warrior had this where he was supposed to come out from underneath the ring. Well, Kurt Hennig decided that he was going to go under that ring, and he was going to leave a nice surprise for the Ultimate Warrior because of, you know, they're just, you know, we got to teach this guy a lesson. And so he promptly just went under the ring and took a incredibly large dump.
I'm trying to figure out the logistics because you can't stand up.
Crouch?
Yeah.
Is there even enough room to crouch? Do you have to like
Or what if you like lay on your side?
Side and kind of side birth it?
Yeah.
Side birth it. You know, the thing that gets me is like, what are you going to wipe with? Like, if it came out and it's...
I would think that he would go prepared. With like, if that was his intention was to poop under the ring, he would go with toilet paper. You'd take that with.
Throw that in the bucket and add that to the smell.
I'll just put it on top of the toot.
Yeah.
The poop. I don't know what happened there. The English language just left me for a second.
You had Orion.
ZZ's a baby. So, yeah, unfortunately for Warrior, he, because sometimes they will go out. If you've never been to a WWE event, what happens is the lights will be on, you'll have your matches, and when it goes to commercials and whatnot, in between matches, the lights actually all go off.
Yes, and then the screen plays, so you're everybody's watching the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then that's when, like...
probably dress him up. Probably has something on, I'd imagine.
Yep. Yeah. Taker would wear the same outfit, the same uniform as all the other maintenance people.
Yeah,
he'd look
like a maintenance dude,
And so it'd be dark enough that he would just kind of drop down and roll underneath the ring.
Look how tall that...
that couldn't have been comfortable, but... Yeah, so in this case, Warrior actually came out several matches beforehand to hide underneath the ring.
Oh, no. So he was
down there for a good long time.
Now, I have to wonder, because, of course, he is underneath the ring and what is described in a very small space, because they have, of course, tarps, tables, chairs,
mm-hmm. waters,
tools, stuff to that nature out there. So
kendo sticks.
Yeah. The space underneath where you can stay is very small.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it was dark. I mean, I can't say for sure, but they did say that he was underneath that, sitting next to this turd for several matches. Yeah, just imagine, rolling out and, his little tassels are covered in poop.
Oh, yeah.
He may have not noticed. Well, I'm sure the smell.
Right.
That's a giveaway.
So.
Jeez.
Yeah, they.
That's
they
brutal.
They served him some shitty justice.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know what, though? I feel like the only person who really loses is the guy that has to clean it up when they're like, these unsuspecting ring people are like packing up. Oh my God, what is that? And then I'm sure they just blamed it on Warrior.
Yeah.
Well, he was down there that whole time.
Yeah, oh, poor guy. But you know what?
It's poop comes out with face paint on.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I was reading actually today, like, what a dick Warrior was. Kind of only posthumously, I feel like people are like, oh, Warrior, he's so great. Yeah, right,
but online rants were
And I had read online, too, that he had a meeting with a Make-A-Wish kid, and, like, he was supposed to hang out with him and sign autographs and stuff like that, and he was like, he could not be bothered. He actually pushed the kid out of the way so he could, like, because apparently he would, like, run around backstage to get him all hyped up for his entrance. He pushed the kid out of the way and ran around and, like, didn't stop for an autograph, nothing.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and then he went out to the ring, and actually Hulk Hogan stepped in and, like, hung out with the kid. And
was this a Hulk Hogan story? Did this story come from Hulk Hogan?
No, I don't know. Oh, okay. That's so much,
because I don't know. Yeah, sometimes
it was. I think it was like a third party telling the story. So, all
right. So there's validity to
right.
it, right? Because, like, it's one thing if that changes it for me.
Mm-hmm.
His political views or whatever. I mean, like, okay, so he doesn't think the same as me.
Right.
That doesn't make him a bad person.
Right.
Although he had some hateful things to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that is low.
Yeah. Yep. Like, a Make-A-Wish kid with, like,
a
deadly illness.
He was making wishes underneath that ring.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it's a shame. And I've seen where, and it's no... He in the end of his life, I know he was going on, like, making videos on YouTube that were pretty aggressive. I mean, towards, like, Hogan and his family. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and trust me, we're going to end up doing an episode on Hogan. I promise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we were being worked. I mean, after all, the Ultimate Warrior is a wrestler.
That is true. And you know what? Sometimes we don't realize it, but we get worked. And I mean, for example, like I said in the beginning with Sami Zayn, he was on Raw and he was just getting these shitty matches and losing all the time. And it was like, they're misusing him. Dude, just get out of there. This sucks. And then he's brought to SmackDown. Like everybody wanted. It's like, okay, he'll be used there. And the same thing happened. And we're like, what the fuck? Seriously, let this poor guy go. Let him go do something where he can actually shine like he can.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out we were all being worked. They were just building it up and building it up so that way he could go to Kevin and say, like, you were right. And damn it. Sometimes, you know what? We have to admit, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
We live in the age of instant gratification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we can't be bothered to wait 8 weeks for a thing to play out.
Yep.
And it just makes it that much cooler.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's why I wouldn't be like, I know this Enzo thing, but what if that's a work?
That's true.
I mean, this now everybody's paying attention to Twitter. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
But
hey, you know what?
Vince knows
what he's doing. I hate to say it sometimes, but I think he has obviously the company's been around and they're doing fantastic.
Yep.
Vince has great ideas, and maybe that was his thing. He went to Enzo and said, you know what? We're in an age where kayfabe, they think that it's gone. Let's prove them wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go out and I want you to bring this thing everywhere. I want you to be obnoxious so that people can see the way that you are, quote unquote, outside of wrestling and just hate you.
Right.
And you will be one of the best heels.
That's why I want to see what this Neville thing is.
Yeah.
If he all of a sudden he goes to Ring of, like in 2 weeks, he's at Ring of Honor and he should still be under contract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's supposedly the thing.
Hmm.
You look at like Cody Rhodes, that he legitimately he had his contract still and he has to be released. Or what's his name? There was someone else. The right after Rhodes left, there was
it was Ryback, wasn't it?
Oh, fuck Ryback.
Ryback invented everything.
Yep.
Yeah, I have nothing wonderful to say about him. He's a dick outside of the ring, and he's shitty in ring. But that, you know, that's personal opinion.
Yeah.
So, anyways, yeah, that's another poop story for us. That makes, let's see, we've had like 40 episodes, so that's probably about 29 poop stories now.
Pretty much. We were really up to 40, huh? Like 40-ish, right?
We're getting pretty close.
Wow.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow.
This started out with a little baby.
You did. Yeah, because I was still pregnant when we started the first one. Wow. Jeez.
Doing it every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now every week. Now,
and I had to take my new mom hiatus.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you came back and
we're stronger than ever.
Mm-hmm. Remember Josh drinking a bottle of wine in one episode?
Yep.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I wonder why.
You shouldn't remember that.
Drunk shenanigans. You know where else you can find drunk shenanigans?
Oh, I know where.
On the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan and the rest of us.
Dirty diamond nipples.
Dirty dick nipple.
Dirty dick nipples.
Dirty dick nipple Ryan.
Yeah, you can find that on Facebook, Twitter, and Podomatic. That's a show about government cover-ups and weird creatures and dick jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly dick jokes. But, you know, if you like more stories about poop, apparently this is the Poopy Slam podcast.
Nudity and poop.
Yep, nudity and poop.
We're the number one and number two.
That's right. come join us for more episodes on the Potty Slam podcast. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic.
And if you like history and less poop, Eva's podcast, evaspodcast.net. We're probably, might be doing a wrap-up show for the World Series or something by now. But anyways, you got your the back catalog to go through while you're waiting for the spring training to pop up, as it does in spring. evaspodcast.net.
And if you want to find something else that pops up, you can also listen to the Stiff Joystick Podcast.
Perfect.
That's the video game podcast we have on the Beer City Network.
Any poop stories?
Not yet.
We'll get there.
The game Ark. The dinosaur game. You actually have to poop.
Really?
Yes.
See, I was going to go with a boy and his blob, but... Yeah, that's our video game podcast where you can find myself, sometimes Larry, Ryan, Brian, all sorts of people over there. And
Dirty
you can,
Dick Nipples.
And yep. Dirty Dick Nipples, Ryan. And that is on Facebook, Twitter, and Podbean.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us this week, and we will see you next week. This has been the Putty Slam.
I can't think when I gotta poop. No eye contact, I'll beat you down. Cause you know that's not a scary hero. You'll never find a human after school supplies. And if you do, let me know. And I'll beat him down. I like to poop, poop out the bad vibes. That's right, I'm the best one. And when we do a show, I always start with this. And then usually around 5 I lay down. Then I poop, poop, poop on the floor. Piano. Everybody poops, and if they don't, they're an android. It should be destroyed. I forgot to break the mirrors, and the spaceship soared away. Why not tell me they left? You gotta flush the toilet. Yeah, see, that's right. Professional baby. I'm gonna find a chicken fight.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.